howdy, friends. Yes, sir, here it is time again. This old Jelly Elliott and the three knotheads. Sitting here under old pine tree down the trail here. We're just glad as we can be that you've come our way for the next 14 minutes. Gonna play you some of these hillbilly tunes, maybe some of them that you like, some new ones, some old ones, and some older. So just stick around, stay with us a spell. Hey! Yes, sir. Well, we're just as glad as we can be to be back here with you, friends, and we're mighty glad to have all of you come along down the trail with us. Yeah, we come along just ever so often here. Same station, same place here. Yeah, we come to you, friends, through the courtesy and wishes and possibilities and functions and past knowledge of the Forestry Service, the State Forestry Service, you know, the Forestry Boys and Uncle Sam's Forestry Service. Yeah, we got a lot that we're going to tell you here in a few minutes or discuss or in trust or something other with you. In just a minute. First, we're going to play a hold down here. We're going to get Bob. Robert.
I love Santa
Robert. Yeah, me too. I love. Who? No, I don't. Yeah. Well, Robert's going to play a hold down here. All you old timers, this is played especially for you. I know there's a lot of you old hold down breakdown. They call them hold downs nowadays, but they ain't nothing but a breakdown. Here's Robert to play one. Sally Gooden. Thank you, Robert. Thank you. There it was, friends. There's an old ditty there called Sally Gooden. I know all of you out there remember old Sally Gooden. Yeah, I can remember a long time ago, Mama used to get the old fiddle out. You know, you ought to hear Mama play a fiddle. Oh, boy, she's one of the few that I ever seen can play a fiddle, play a hold down, and sing and dance. Dance this regular old flat foot tap dance all at the same time. She's quite a character. You know, I can remember when I was a little boy, she used to get out the old fiddle. And I'd get the guitar, and boy, we'd play Sally Gooden and Leather Breeches and all them old tunes like that. Yeah, and you know, that was about 50, 40 years ago, too, wasn't it? Friends, you know, I was just thinking, and I don't want to think too hard. I'm liable to get hurt. It's a hard matter for me to think. But speaking about old times and way back there, these forest fires and things, that all ties in together. Ticks and snakes and weevils, you know, boll weevils, all that sort of stuff. I can remember a long time ago, my grandfather, every year he used to go out there and burn off the turn roads and burn off all the woods around the place and burn up all the timber and all, called himself burning off the, killing the ticks out of the woods so they wouldn't eat up the cows and all that sort of stuff. And I declare, I just think now how foolish that was. Of course, my grandpa was a very sensible man, but in one way, but he didn't have too much sense when he thought he could burn up the ticks by burning off the wood. Why, to burn up the ticks, and well, he'd have to catch all the cows and burn them up. And well, did you know, friends, that turtles have ticks on them? That's fact, so help me. Turtles have ticks on them. The way to kill ticks is to dip the cows, not burn off the wood. You burn up all the timber trying to kill the ticks, and that's the foolishest thing. You can't burn up ticks. Snakes. Now, a lot of people burns off the woods and on account of snakes. They claim they're killing off the snakes. Why, you never burn up a snake unless you hem him up in a brush heap and burn him up in there, and then you have to watch him. He'll come out of there. I guarantee you can set a brush heap on fire and say, snake, now he'll come out. You have to throw him back. You can't burn up snakes, burn off the wood. They go in a hole and they go up in old holler doady logs. It's wet in there, and he'd get up in there and wait till the fire's over, and then he comes out. And weevils. Yeah. Now, Grandpa used to claim if he'd burn off the woods all around the field, well, he'd burn up the weevils. And I declare the boll weevils eat up the cotton every year. The more he'd burn, the more boll weevils it was. You can't burn up boll weevils. They're out there in them cotton patches. They're holed up in them faulty bolls and things that fell off there, and they go down in the ground. And I tell you something else you can do. You can go out in the woods around the turn rows, and you can dig into an old wet, soggy stump, and you'll find them boll weevils in there. Now, and you can't burn up one of them kind of stumps. You can't hurt a boll weevil by burning. That's foolish. You burn up thousands of dollars there. Maybe it's your own property, but you burn up thousands of dollars worth of timber to try to raise a 10-cent stalk of cotton. Now, friends, getting serious, that's a serious proposition if you'll just stop to think. If you got a 5-acre tract of timber there, and you'll get a hold of that old forestry boy there in your neighborhood, he's around there somewhere, and he's a country boy too. I'll tell you that before you start. He's a good country boy, and he's put there, he's hired by your government and your state to work for you, to help you. Now, friends, we know that timber is one of the best crops that we got, and it'll bring a lot of fun, jobs, and real money to a community. You all know that, because, well, I could stand here and tell you 30 minutes I could talk 30 minutes and who all is it gets a little dab out of a dollar made off of a saw log or a stick of pulpwood. It goes right on up to Wall Street in Washington and back down here and back up there and backwards and forwards. And I just ain't got time to tell you all about it. We're going to play a tune. Slim, you going to sing this next song? Yeah, you're going to sing this song for all of the mothers. And we do hope that there's a lot of them out there listening. And mothers, we'd like to hear from you too. And here's Slim to sing a song especially for you. And it's Rocking Alone in an Old Rocking Chair.
Sitting alone in an old rocking chair, I saw no mother with silvery hair. She seemed so neglected by those who should care. Rocking alone in an old rocking chair. Her hands were calloused, hard work was the story they told. Oh, I think of angels as I see her there, rocking alone in an old rocking chair. Oh, I look at her and I think, what a shame, the ones who forgot her, she loves just the same. Oh, I think of angels as I see her there, rocking alone in an old rocking chair.
It is, mothers. We hope that you've enjoyed that tune. Slim singing it, and we'd like to do it again for you. We'd like to hear from you. Well, we're going to get Slim come up here next, I believe. No, Robert. Robert's going to sing this next time. Yes, sir. He's going to come up here and give forth with a sad little ditty. Robert's got a cultivated voice. It's all been broke up and hardened and everything, plowed and all, and he's going to strain forth here with this next tune. And before he does, though, friends, I would like to remind you again about them forests, burning off the woods to kill weevils and snakes and things like that, and to scare off the ghost. I've heard of such a thing as people being scared of spirits, haints, ghosts, and things, and they burn off all the brush and undergrowth and stuff around the house to keep the ghosts and spirits and haints scared off. Ain't that silly? That's just plain ignorance. Yeah. He better watch out. A booger will catch him all right if he ain't got no more sense than that, to try to burn off the woods to scare off the ghost. Something's liable to catch him and won't turn him loose either. Robert, you ready to sing?
I'm ready, sir.
All right, what you going to sing? No. I want you to sing right now. You going to sing right now? Oh, you going to sing tomorrow night and right now too, huh? Oh, that's the name of the tune. Here's Robert Cherry to sing tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night you'll have another sweetheart. Tomorrow night you'll have somebody new. I'm a fool to think you're indiscreet, heart. Would ever love someone with love that's true? You love me in your mind and not your heart, dear. And you'll change your mind tomorrow night.
Thank you, Robert. Thank you there, dear friends. Robert Chivers, one of the pine knots, knot heads, that is, doing tomorrow night. Excuse me. My swaller knot there goes again, trying to take part in the program. Let's see. Yeah, friends, we'd like to hear from you. If you like this mess up here, this about the best we can do. We're not ashamed of it a bit. We ain't bragging about it, though, and if you like it, we'd like to hear some more of it. Well, we'd like to hear from you. Just write us a penny postcard or letter. Just sit down there and take a minute off. Any of you little rabbit twisters out there going to school would like to hear a tune. Just write us a card or letter. Address your fan mail to Jelly Elliott and the Three Knotheads. Three Knotheads. That's easy to remember, ain't it? And I mean they're knotheads, too. Their heads look like a sack of hickory nuts. That's the truth. He's a knothead, this old boy, including myself. We'd like to hear from you. Just write to us. Send it to the station that you're now listening to. And don't forget, we'll be back with you. Yeah, we'll be back. So you listen to your announcer, and he'll let you know just what day we're going to be back here. And here's just a little thought I'd like to leave with you before we go. A burning woods is a burning shame. Friend, that takes up all the time we got today. Got to move on down the trail. We've really enjoyed sitting here under the old pine tree playing for you. And again, we want to tell you that it's made possible for us to play for you on these programs by your State Forestry Service and Uncle Sam's Forestry Service. And now remember, friends, that only you can prevent woods fires.